Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It is always a pleasure to check in with Ryan Erb, Executive Director with United Way Perth Huron, as we're getting kind of, this time of year, getting into crunch time. Ryan, it's good to see you.
It's good to see you, too. It's always good to be seen, eh?
Yeah. Anytime, anywhere, there you go. And as we mentioned, we're kind of into crunch time as the campaign is winding down.
Yeah, as we head towards March 31st, we're at 71% of our goal. We're really thankful that we're there. $1.78 million is a lot of money, and we're grateful that so many people have been generous, but we are still a little bit behind, like we've been for the last couple of months. And so really hoping that people can step up and help us out before the end of the year by heading to our website, perthhuron.unitedway.ca.
And I know folks have stepped up. A big shout out to McCann Ready Mix for a $25,000 donation. That's awesome.
Yeah, that was a really, really important gift. And in fact, that is a specific gift for the United Housing Campaign. And
okay.
So we're really grateful that they were able to jump in and help us with getting seed funding for that project off the ground.
There you go. There's a number of ways you can make a contribution again with United Way Perth Huron, but we've talked about the campaign. We're going to be talking about more pressing issues, and I like the different focuses and the different spotlights we've been having. One, again, we haven't really had a chance to chat about is mental health.
Yeah, we haven't talked about it for a little while, but I mean, I think people increasingly are aware that good mental health helps us all enjoy our lives, our friends, our families, and there's so many people, individuals who are struggling with mental health, and the issues that they experience are quite distinct, right? Whether it's fear, rejection, or stigma, or all these things are impacting their quality of life, and many, as a result, are having a hard time finding housing even. You know, we talk about housing a lot. They have difficulty, you know, keeping a job sometimes, and it just spirals for many people, and the isolation that it causes really contributes to many people who are experiencing poverty in our region. So it's a problem for kids, it's a problem for all kinds of people, and you know, we were just thinking about people like Clarice in our community, who after leaving an abusive partner was struggling, right? And she found some support by stopping in at the Connection Center and got connected to the women's shelters and other organizations that helped her. And so we know that when people are isolated, that they're struggling. And so we're just thankful when we have an opportunity to connect people with services.
Exactly. So important to have something like the Stratford Connection Center, because as you also touched on, when you're talking about mental health, you can be denied other things in your life like housing, loans, health insurance, and jobs. It can affect so many different things.
Yeah, that's the difficult thing about it, Jamie, because it's not as easy as just pointing at what's your one problem, right?
Right.
You know, like, okay, I don't have a job. Well, let's try to find you one, right? But oftentimes when people are experiencing challenges with their mental health, it goes beyond that and it makes it for many different difficulties in their lives. And so we're thankful there's many great services in our community, and so let's make sure that we help people find the help they need.
Exactly, with things like Stratford Connection Center or as we touched on earlier, things like United Housing.
Absolutely. That's right. Yeah, that's one of the things we're working towards to make sure that we can find a way to house people who are challenged with some of these things. Yeah,
sure.
For sure.
And speaking of which, we have a very special night, very special late afternoon, evening coming up at the end of the month in Stratford.
So excited about Coldest Night of the Year. And did you know that our Coldest Night here in Stratford is sitting at number 2 nationwide in terms of dollars raised? You know, there's about 200 Coldest Night of the Year walks. Way to go, Stratford.
No kidding.
Wow.
That is great.
It's
great news.
So we're so thankful to teams like the Sweet Samuels, who have raised over $9,000, the Stratford Anglican Churches over $6,750, and Team Haggis, $6,500. So many great names and teams that are out there. You know, ShelterLink and the Connection Center need your support, and this is a fantastic way for people to do that.
Okay, and so the Stratford one is coming up for Saturday, February 24th, and it's all happening at Upper Queen's Park, and it's kind of, as we mentioned, it's late in the afternoon, early evening sort of thing.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, you come late in the afternoon, and you walk around the river, grab a bowl of soup. It's not a long event, but it's a great event. You'll hear a little bit at the beginning, of course, from the organizations that you're supporting, a couple of stories about people that you're helping, and all of us can feel good on a cold day, remembering, you know, that people are struggling in our community, some unsheltered in the weather that we're in today.
I know, and we have mild weather now, but we do have more snow on the way and chilly temperatures. That kind of puts this all into perspective and all into focus.
Yeah, it's not an easy time for anyone to survive outdoors, for sure. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So again, CNOY.org is the website, or of course you can go to the United Way Perth Huron website for details. And Ryan, we also should mention this Sunday is 2:11.
Yeah, that's right. And so when we get the calendar lining up with 2/11, it means that it's 2/1/1 day.
There you go. So tell us about 2/1/1 for folks that might not be familiar with this.
So again, for people who don't know about this service, it's like 411 or 911. It's a phone number, right? And so it's issued to the United Way through the CRTC, and we then take that license and create 2/1/1. It's fantastic service that's out there so that you can call anytime and get connected to the social services you need. So perhaps you're living in Stratford, but you have a family member who's in need that's in Guelph. Well, it's easy. You just call 2/1/1. How can I help my family member who's in Guelph, and what services do they need?
Okay.
You can sit beside somebody here in Stratford who's struggling and call 2/1/1, and the five programs and services that now you'll be connected to are right there for you. So it's a fantastic service. The counselors know to ask the right questions, and it's way better than trying to Google something because you don't actually know the solution. You're Googling about a problem, right? Mm-hmm. And so the counselors can help you with the solutions.
Yeah, or throwing that out there sometimes on social media, which is fine. But when you have a service like this, where you're chatting with a counselor, and that's the beauty of many of these services, you're chatting with someone.
Yeah, and the fantastic thing about 2/1/1 too, just thinking about mental health, we were talking about earlier, is if someone calls 2/1/1 in a crisis, they will keep them on the line and transfer them to the organization or the crisis line that they need to get help from. So it's a fantastic service, and not enough people know about it, so tell your friends. Grab a magnet from our office, put it on your fridge.
Yeah.
We've always got more information to share with the community.
Yeah, so there's 911, 411, and
211.
211. Right. There you go. Anything else on the go, Ryan, before we let you go? It's a busy time. You know, we got coldest night of the year coming up.
Yes, but I think I'll save it for another week, Jamie. The people, they've listened to me long enough.
No, it's always great to check in with Ryan Erb. Again, with United Way Perth Huron, make a contribution to this campaign, be it for the Urgent Needs Fund, for the campaign, or, of course, for United Housing as well.
Yeah, there's all kinds of things and all kinds of reasons. Head to our website, perthhuron.unitedway.ca, for more information.